Embrace your rage.
Wit's End is my little corner of rage.
Where I get to offer my irrational.
Color outside the line.
Hopefully thought-provoking views on the wacky, wonderful world around me.
All right, let me give you a little background on how this all came about. I wanted to do something good for myself, my selfish life. So in July, I called up the Make-A-Wish of North Texas and said, hey, I want to sponsor a wish. And they hooked me up with my good buddy, Jackson, 11-year-old, who was 6 years old, living a healthy life. He was a big old boy, big sports stud. One day he had some puffiness around his eyes. Doctor said, oh, don't worry about it. It's allergies. Well, it turned into nephrotic syndrome, which I'm not a doctor, but it's when your body eliminates proteins too fast, makes you susceptible to kidney disease and blood clotting. My friend Jackson has suffered 3 strokes. The last 5 years basically has been hospitals, doctor's offices, treatments, and medicines. Is that about right?
Yep.
Sounds like a horrible life. So it was perfect. And Make-A-Wish hooked us up, and I decided, all right, I'm going to send you on your wish. And Jackson, your wish was to go where?
To Maui, Hawaii.
And you wanted to go deep sea fishing with your family. You wanted to go to luau, a dinner cruise in the ocean. And a month ago, we had you up here with your mom, Nancy, and your dad, Mark. And we sent you off with an autographed Dirk Nowitzki jersey and said, aloha, see you when you get back. And now you're back.
Yeah.
And tell me what you did on your vacation, man. I was following you on Twitter, but what was the funnest thing you did? Did you go deep sea fishing, first of all?
Yeah, I went deep sea fishing.
Did you catch me a shark?
No.
Did you see any sharks?
No.
What did you see when you were deep sea fishing? Did you catch any fish?
I almost caught a mahi-mahi.
That would have been tasted good right about now. All right, and then one of your wishes was to go to a luau. Did you get to do that?
Yes.
And what was that like? Were there hula dancers?
Yeah.
Were they pretty?
Kinda.
Kinda. I got you. And what kind of food? What was your favorite food when you went there to Hawaii?
I don't really know.
Did you have any, like, they have macadamia nuts. Did you like those guys?
Yes.
That sounds good to me. All right, and then while you were there, it was kind of a surprise. I think I gave you directions to a place that fan fans will know about. It's old friend Don Nelson, used to coach for the Mavericks, of course, for years and years. And the Basketball Hall of Famer, he owns a little coffee shop there. And did you bump into Nelly?
Yeah.
And how'd he treat you?
He got me, like, shaved ice.
Shaved ice?
Yes.
Wow.
And showed us a couple rooms of his house.
You got to go to Nelly's house?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And got to invited me to a Mavs game and meet the players in their locker room.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. That's going to be cool.
You need to take him up on that because you're a big Mavs fan. So you met the guy who drafted Dirk. How cool is that?
Awesome.
All right, stick with me, Jackson. Let's do a football and a 50.
Football
on the 50. Powered by the Low T Center. 105.3, The Fan.
All right, again, it's preseason. Means next to nothing. But just for grins, Greg, I looked up some preseason stats this morning. Do you remember a guy by the name of LaRon Robinson?
Yeah, signed with the Jaguars.
The Jaguars paid him $32 million American dollars because they said, whoa, 11 touchdowns, he must be a stud. Did you check out the Jags' depth chart and their preseason stats?
No, I haven't.
3 preseason games, LaRon Robinson has 1 catch, 7 yards. And he's running 4th on the depth chart.
But would you take him right now back with the Cowboys?
Of course you would. I almost want to say Romo made him more than he made Romo last year, but I'm sure the Jags are not real thrilled so far with 1 catch, 7 yards for their $32 million investment. All right, there's football on the 50 on 105.3 The Fan, your home of football. Let's get back to my Make-A-Wish buddy Jackson. He just got back from Hawaii where he went to a luau and deep sea fishing. Let's bring in mom and dad. Give me the highlights of the trip. Was it? Did you see Jackson enjoying what should have been his wish come true?
Oh, it was excellent. You know, it was really a great opportunity for the family just to relax
and not think about all those daily stresses or daily schedule that we have at home. And, you know, Jackson told me this morning that this trip was so awesome that he forgot that he even had those strokes while we were there. So I don't know how much better you can get than that.
That's all the reward right there that you wanted to have out of that trip, wasn't it?
It sure is.
And Dad, what did you and Jackson get to bond? You get to do some things in Hawaii, obviously, that you wouldn't do before. What was the highlight of the trip for you?
The highlight of the trip was just the family getting to spend some time and relax. And I think Jackson a lot of times got a chance to think about other things other than his condition and what he was going through.
And when you got back, well, first of all, he told you to get a job because he loved it so much. Did you put on any feelers over there in Maui?
Yeah. No. Unfortunately, no.
All right. Well, then you come back here, and of course, you're in reality. What's the next doctor's visits? What's the next medicine? Where are we in his treatment?
He's had a couple of appointments already, and we're looking at dropping a couple of meds. So we're trying to get him back to where we're just maintaining the kidney condition. And then we're going to go another round, see if we can drop everything and hopefully go drug-free sometime at the beginning of next year and have a backup plan so the stroke thing doesn't happen again.
Good. That'll be fantastic. So, Jackson, let me talk to you a little bit more about going to Maui and going to Hawaii. When you went to see the ocean, was that every... Because you talked about, when you were here last time, just you wanted to see the big, beautiful blue ocean. Was it everything you thought it would be? What did it look like?
It looked like the waves were awesome.
And did you get a chance to see some Hawaii sunsets? They say those are the prettiest.
Yes, every day.
Beautiful. And now Mom tells me you went bodyboarding.
Yes.
I didn't know you could do that. You're still a stud athlete, aren't you?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then just talk to me about your wish. Was it, because this was your wish. Your wish, and I'm quoting you here, looking at your Make-A-Wish. I wish I could go to Maui, Hawaii, deep sea fishing with family, attend luau, dinner cruise in ocean. Was it everything you dreamed it would be going to Hawaii?
Yes.
And when you were in Hawaii, were there times when you forgot about your condition and doctors and medicine and all that?
Just the whole thing.
Perfect. That's perfect. That's all I wanted to hear right there. Beautiful, Jackson. All right, and Dad and Mom, talk about this for a minute. So, Nelly. Was he welcoming and jovial as he could be, huh?
Definitely.
Absolutely, he was. And, you know, something that was really neat about meeting Nelly is that he actually gave a call to someone that works for him now on the island. And this young guy was a Make-A-Wish kid about 9-10 years ago himself. He's from Denton, and he works for Nelly now in his cafe. And he had a wish back these some 9-10 years ago, and he went snow skiing. So that was pretty incredible for both Jackson and our family to meet another wish kid. And so that was really nice for Nelly to connect us.
That's very neat. So Jackson got to hang out with another Make-A-Wish kid who was there in Maui.
That's right.
Oh, very cool. And Mark, did Nelly try to take your money back in the poker room at his house?
He didn't try that, no.
He knew better,
didn't have enough money to deal with him, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Thanks for sharing your story, and hopefully it touches the fans. Again, Make-A-Wish, in its 30th year here in North Texas, they're going to grant 500 wishes this year. If you want to be a part of Make-A-Wish, big or small, go to the website, www.ntx.wish.org, ntx.wish.org. You can also go to Make-A-Wish's Facebook. That's facebook.com/makeawishnt.